I started composing when I was about 4 years old. That was when I first started just messing around, seeing how things worked. I started getting really more into the music aspect when I was about 7.
Graham Cohen already has over 1,000 compositions under his belt, but believe it or not, he's only 15 years old.
When I was a very little kid with the orchestra, I went around from section to section, and I would sit with all of the people in the orchestra, and I would ask them a bunch of questions, you know, what can you do, can you play this, can you not do this, and I was asking a bunch of questions, and that's really where I kind of learned how to write for basically all instruments.
Graham's father, Warren Cohen, is the conductor of the Musica Nova Orchestra here in the Valley of the Sun. But when exactly did Dad figure out that his son had a real gift for composing?
The way it happened is kind of funny because he's my only kid, so therefore it seemed kind of normal that he was doing what he was doing because I had had no experience with a kid who couldn't do what he did. So that seemed kind of normal, and he kept composing, and some of his ideas seemed really kind of good. I was going, oh, that's pretty good. And I don't think it quite registered with me that he was 7 and 8 years old and had these really good musical ideas. And then when he was 9, he wrote this piece which was called Infernal Fantasy, and it was based on an idea of what the Arizona desert is like. And we played it at a reading at a concert, and the composer Judith Zaman came up to me afterwards and said he needs real training. And I was, oh, okay. And then so we submitted for the Morton Gould Award, and he won. And that's kind of when we were there and we talked to Fran Richard, who was the head of ASCAP Classical Division at the time, and she sort of made it very clear that, yes, his talent is exceptional, and yes, he needs to come to Juilliard.
Graham Cohen returns from Juilliard to the Valley for the premiere of Unexpected Affinities. The commission honors the memory of Holocaust survivors Max and Nina Gurin and will be premiered by the Paradise Winds and Musica Nova this weekend.
The piece was commissioned by Hannah Selznick, who was someone who I've known for almost my entire life, and she plays oboe. And what I was trying to do with the piece is I wanted to write in the style of the oppressed music, the style that Nazi regime considered degenerate. So I was writing very much in that style in terms of the orchestration.
Warren Cohen is certainly a proud papa, and rightfully so. But as a conductor who frequently works with composers, he's looking at the big picture.
One thing he's always been able to do is write for instruments. I mean, he's had an instinctive sense, and also because of the fact that he did sit around and, you know, ask people questions in the orchestra, very strong sense of how each instrument functions. He's always had, like, a lot of ideas. But as time has gone on, the music has gotten much tighter in terms of its internal cohesion and the way in which everything is put together. It's extremely well organized now, and that I attribute to both his training and to maturity.
So exactly what is it like to work with your son or your dad?
The best part is that he's really good and he tells me what he needs and wants.
I think that, for me, is probably the best part, is that I can always be very honest.
That kind of open communication makes it extremely easy to come up with the best performance possible.
You can hear the premiere of Cohen's new work, Unexpected Affinities, this Sunday, January 11th at 4 p.m., performed by the Paradise Winds and the Musica Nova Orchestra at the Central United Methodist Church in Phoenix. For more details, visit kbaq.org. For KBOC at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Janine Miller.